Not today, huh? Not today. For today, I spent a good bit of time thinking about water and the tremendous gift that water is. I spent much of my time trying to get a grip on how the water that dinosaurs danced in is the same water we drink and wash ourselves with. I spent a good deal of time considering how much water I don't think about. Like that bath that I took yesterday that had approximately 36 gallons of fresh drinking water in it. And the thought that maybe I can't have baths like that anymore unless I learn how to recycle that water and use it again. I tried to lay there in the water and wonder. So there's all of that kind of water talk in my mind, and yet hear these words that I wrote. This service is about where you've been, hence the gathering of your waters. And also, did you remember to engage the world around you while you were there? You weren't just there basking in the sunlight or the warmth of the company you were keeping. Huh? You were in a place, in a time, in a particular mindset, and were you fully engaging that place? More important than that for me as a minister is whether or not you're on a mission. What's the mission? Transformation. Transformation from what? From what you are in the present condition to something greater than you ever maybe even imagined you could be. I'm really kind of focused on new beginnings and new outcomes, both for us and for myself, you know, and wanting that for you all. And you may not want that, but you know it's a minister's prerogative to be kind of in your life and want things for you. So please bear with me. Please. I've got three questions for you. Maybe a few answers and some great concern. So you know that song, The Long and Winding Road, that was playing through my mind as I considered water, because water does, I mean, the first highways were waterways, right? And so the long and winding river, the long and winding stream. I often walk along the Hudson River close to our home here in this area. Or I walk along the creek behind our home upstate New York and think about where that water goes. Those waters flow into the Unadilla River, which flows into the Susquehanna River, which flows into the Chesapeake Bay. My home upstate is part of that Chesapeake watershed. Very precious water system. But this long and winding road of water, and water is really this most basic of elements. It's the basic element of life. What are we, 68, 70% water? I mean, you know, when you see an old, dried up person, you know, man, they haven't been drinking water, have they? Remember those grapes? What was that? Those commercials with the grapes? No, they were raisins. They were no longer grapes because they had dried up. And you've seen people that look dried up, and you wonder, gosh, couldn't I put them in some water and they'd fill back up or something? You know, like, could regenerate themselves. But our bodies are all water. The same percentage of water that is our body is essentially the same percentage of water that's on this planet, right? The planet's predominantly water. But not fresh water. As I thought about water, I thought about, well, where do you go to engage the water? I heard lakes. I heard rivers. I heard the shore. Who went to the Jersey Shore? And you went to a shore of a lake, a beach on a lake? What a wonderful place to be. Where we vacation or take time to heal ourselves. That's how I like to think of vacations. Some people busy themselves, but I really like to think of vacations as a time to heal and put a salve over all that kind of frustrated or concerned us prior to that time, right? Go and take care of ourselves. Where you go on vacation says so much about you as the individual. Did I hear Scotland? Did I hear Spain? We went to Italy. Did I hear Italy? Venice. That water's dirty in those canals, isn't it? They cleaned it up. The Italians have done a good job then, because once upon a time, that water was filthy. So good for them. Hip, hip, hooray for the Italians. Hip, hip, hooray for the Italians for allowing those Africans that come across the water onto their shores, because that's a huge issue in Italy. I hear 100,000? 110,000 Africans have arrived every week on the shores of Italy. And so there's a great debate going on in Italy about how to deal with it. And the rest of the European Union is telling them, well, that's their problem, not the rest of the country's problem. So that's another sermon, right? What to do with those folks who need to cross the waters or the boundaries. But your vacation spot, your perfect place. Some people are mountain people, right? Some people can't get away from that fresh air and that moisture. It's green. Or maybe get way up in the mountains. If you even get dry, right? If you get way up high, get above the tree line. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Like, no trees are so far up. But mountain people. Some people are like cultural vacationers, right? You look like the type that would go for, like, museums, nightclubs, piano bars, I don't know, good food. Maybe we all like the good food. National parks. Anybody a national park fan? It's nice when you have young ones to go to national parks. It's even better when you don't have the kids, because you can really enjoy it. Huh? Not worried about them falling over some cliff or something. The natural wonders of our earth. I mean, what words could ever fully get a handle on the incredible natural wonders of our planet? It's the most amazing of things. So this is all what went into my water communion, water wonder and resolve. And so how you spent your summer, where did you go, ultimately tells me a little bit about your heart. If you stayed close to home, maybe that says a lot about where you are. It may say a lot about your finances, too. Or it may say a lot about your obligations. But where you spend your time is ultimately something about your heart. It says a lot. That long and winding road that leads to your heart. It's the place I always want to go, because I feel like any time I have you in this like position where you're sitting and I'm talking, if I don't touch your heart in some way, I've missed the boat. Here's the question. Are you still involved with wonder and awe? Do those childlike things, because we usually ascribe that to that childish phase of life, right? Is magic, is wonder, is awe still a part of your worldview? I'm in awe of that sound. Somebody's life, I pray, is being saved right now, right? What touches your heart on the most profound level? A new grandchild. What an amazing thing. Because you smell that baby, the newness of that, those little feet that are just, I mean, the softness of the skin. It doesn't last long, does it? Are you in awe of that? Are you still amazed by this life? And if you aren't amazed by this life, what can we do together to get you back on board that amazing ride? I said the smell of a baby, the touch of a baby, the smile of an elderly person. Have you ever looked deeply into an old, a really old person's face, and they just a smile? They were just so warm and wise and engaging. Their smile spoke to you about everything. Have you seen that?
Or is an old face something we dread and say, dear God, I don't want to look like that when I'm their age? Because we say it, don't we? At least some of us. Maybe I'm the only wicked one in the room. I've said it. I'll admit it. Damn it, I don't want to look like those old shriveled up souls. Douse me in water. Rub me down with oils. When's the last time a piece of poetry touched you? Georgiana, you're going to send us that poem. Or is it a painting? Or is it a meal that was prepared by somebody? Are you awed by the taste of some culinary wizardry? Have you dined on something that made your mouth water? You said, this is an orgasm in my mouth. Huh? I mean, I want to know that you're sucking the marrow out of this thing. Please do. And it's not that only children get to do that, because sometimes I think that's who's having all the fun. That's who's really living in that life of awe and wonder. Just because you're grown up, just because you're a trained, what are you? Is there a botanist out there? Are you an analyst? Are you a lawyer? I mean, yes, you're trained. You're an accomplished adult. You're a parent, a grandparent, a teacher, a fireman, whatever you are, a social worker, for God's sakes, of all things, social workers, right? Are you a house husband, a retiree, or any title you could give yourself? I want to ask you another question. What are you doing to make yourself in this world a better place? You see, this is the beginning of the congregational year, and I've only got so many Sundays to see you mold yourself anew. This is your chance. This is a magical mystery tour we're embarking on. What are you doing? We've done so much over the time of our lives. Who was at the rallies of the 60s? Somebody here was at some of those rallies? Anybody? Got a couple hands? I was at the Million Man March. The best thing there was people turning their back on Jesse Jackson. Yeah, that's what thrilled me. Because I was like, boo, you're a fraud. Right? This next Sunday, here it comes. It's one of those time of your life moments. People might ask, were you at what's coming up next Sunday? Woodstock? Anybody at Woodstock? Oh, man, you're cooler than I expected. You're not just, oh, you're cool. Man, that's awesome. You got to tell us about that experience. See, but even though you were so cool then, what makes you amazing is how cool you are now. You're engaged. You're involved. You care. You care about us yoking or merging with Montclair. You care deeply about your children and participating in their lives. You people are caring individuals, and that makes this a special place. So the last of the questions was, what are you involved with? And of course, you're here. That means you're involved in this place, right? But what more are you involved with? Oh, and you use are involved with so many things. You're engaged, right? You're participating in this world in deep and profound ways. The kind of work you choose to do. The kind of people you want to be. The kind of parents you've been, and the children you've raised, and the amazing things they do, right? All of that accomplishment. But I want to know what you're involved with now that's feeding you. I mean, really feeding you. Not the do-gooder you. Not the I'm a responsible you. What are you doing to feed you? I want to run with Lisa through a stream of state butt naked and have her dance in that pond or that stream. I want to, if I knew how to find a magic mushroom in that field, I might eat one and experience life again on a deep and wild level. I don't know what you're doing or what you're about, or maybe it's the going on tours or vacations or writing that great novel. I don't. But are you doing it with gusto and vigor and excitement because your life is a gift. Your life is sacred. And I'm asking you to have the kind of deep-seated resolve that makes every encounter you have with yourself and that sacred space just special. Damn it, be special for you. For you. Because when you're as good as you can possibly be to you, when you're filled up with the water, water may be the key here. When you've actually got enough water in you, your body functions at its highest level. Diminished water means diminished you. Resolve, huh? Resolve to find an answer or a solution, to settle or solve something, to make a definite and serious decision to do something, to make a formal decision about something. Yes, make a formal decision about you and make a formal decision about us. Make these decisions in the name of something special and sacred. Resolves. It's what the UUA is good at. We resolve to be blah, blah, blah. It's what churches are really good at. We have these lofty goals and high ideals. How often we don't reach them. Yet, we place them before us. I don't know if it's Howard Thurman or somebody. Maybe it was Frederick Douglass. It's one of those black clauses in our hymnal. I don't know. We have a few where some old dead Negro has spoken. But the moments of my high resolve, well, when is that? Shouldn't it be every day? See, all we're asking for is moments. I didn't say you have to be on high resolve all the time, every day, every second. No, but moments of high resolve so you can kind of get that compass set straight towards being the best you. Caring for you, loving you enough so that you have the energy and the ability to give to us and give to our community and give to our world. I need you to have high resolve moments about loving yourself, caring for yourself, watering yourself as you tend your garden or your flowers. Hydrate yourself. Can you imagine hydrating myself? Basking in. I don't know who you are. I am not a mind reader. I'm no clairvoyant. I can't possibly know the deepest desires of your heart. Yet I know a few things about living. I know that depth of emotion and fullness of living takes on a different tenor and value when you open your heart to self-love, from self-love to love that you can give to all. I know that a few committed people have helped shape and change public policy. In fact, it's the only way things do change. So we're going to maybe look at changing the policy of this congregation, how we go about ministry together. Maybe it's no longer a minister chatting at you, but us engaged in transformative work somewhere here in Essex County or beyond. I know that when I want to change myself, and I mean really change myself from overeating, which I like to do, I ought to be as big as they come. Because, boy, I can eat a package of cookies, a whole cake, a pie, a box of ice cream. I can really throw down when I like something. I used to smoke, and boy, did I enjoy those cigarettes. Damn it, right now, if I could smoke a pack, I probably would. But I know I can't and I shouldn't, right? Drinking, oh Jesus, I'm a Scotch, Irish, Cherokee, African, and boy, we like fire water. Damn it, I like this shit. Lying, cheating, selfish, consumerist, self-absorbed, narcissist, you get the picture. I've been all of those things. Some of you may have been a little bit of that too, right? Maybe just a little bit. I don't know. But the real deal is when you finally hit the wall of consuming yourself with all you've done. Oh, I've done all I am. And when I've gotten to the point that I can't stand it anymore and I've acted on everything that I thought I wanted to do, you come back to that same old feeling of the self. It's me. You're with yourself again. That's when that great moment of high resolve kicks in. And you get to feel like, I'm going to reach for those higher points again. Those higher moments of what I can do, achieve, be part of, commit myself to. So I ask you today to drink much water. And I ask you today to save water when you can. Do you catch your gutter water so you can water your plants or something? Are you maybe not flushing the toilet every time you tinkle because it's not all yellow and stinky and you can save it for another flush? I mean, you know, saving water, it's a limited amount of fresh water, folks. I'm asking you to work on yourselves this year. Not that you aren't already wonderful just who you are, because I could just hug and kiss all of you. You're wonderful, and I know that. But there's even more. There's even more waiting for you. I don't know what vehicle you need to get on. Maybe it's a skateboard, bicycle, a horse. Vehicle is a horse a vehicle. Anyway, whatever you need to travel on, bless you. Find that vehicle to travel on. The good news is that our denomination has wonderful vehicles to travel on, right? Whether it's the ministry of this congregation or something that our district's doing or something that the denomination is doing, you don't have to be the author and creator of the transformative work. There are transformative practices going on all about us. Bottom line, that we as a religious movement have an ability to make changes, and we shall. And I'm looking to get on board with you. Here we have an awesome opportunity. This year we're going to figure out the future of this place. I know it. I feel it deep in my heart. This year we'll figure it out. We will put new wine in an old wineskin and watch an amazing thing happen. The old wineskin will become new. Test it. Put the new policies and practices in and watch what can happen to us. I heard a wise man once say, I wasn't there, but I heard this tape recording so many times. I don't know if I will get to the promised land with you. Well, I sure hope so, but I don't know. And the world that is available to us is still somewhat of a dream. I dream a world, we all dream a world that's different than the one that's at our hands now. But if we keep working on ourselves, being mindful of our resources, loving one another more fully, and stay mindful of that fact that Theodore Parker told us that the arc of the moral universe is bending towards justice, that we're going to move to a better place. And those moments of high resolve will be well worth the journey. They'll be well worth your activity. They'll be well worth your time. So get on board, do the work, and let's have a great congregational year. Amen. Amen. I never turned it on. It's a missed opportunity. Oh, it was on.